these results from Tuesday's voting. The U.S. is imposing new sanctions on Russia for nerve agent poisonings in the U.K.
The use by the Russian intelligence services of nerve agents on foreign soil is outrageous. It has to stop.
Congressman Ed Royce, Russia denies any involvement in the attacks. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Slappy wag, if there must be a bar, I can finally get a drink.
I need to drink beer.
You need bar beers.
And as you know, I like my beer. Beer don't buy itself.
I'm having a beer.
Yeah. Come on down and party with me. Say, hey, bartender. Hey, man, look at me.
Free beer. I'm a booze hound.
I don't want your
okay, meet me at the bar in 15 minutes and suit up.
Would you like some more champagne?
I'd love some.
Who's ready for margaritas?
Fireball.
All right, last call, fellas. It's closing time.
Ah, crap. I'm not even half buzzed.
We came here to drink some beer.
I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. If I plant seeds of kindness today, I'll harvest a crop of kindness down the road. My mom and dad always had a big garden, and I loved helping them plant and harvest the fresh vegetables we'd eat every summer. Even as a small child, I recognized the principle that whatever we planted is what would come up. We never planted corn and then harvested watermelon. Well, the Apostle Paul said this principle applies to much more than gardening. In Galatians 6:7, he wrote, "You'll always harvest what you plant." So if I gossip about my friends, I'll invite others to gossip about me. If I help others out when they need it, then others will help me when I need them. So what if this week I intentionally plant seeds of kindness by working an hour late to help a coworker who's overwhelmed? Or what if I drop in on an elderly neighbor and see how she's doing? If I plant seeds of kindness today, I'll harvest a crop of kindness down the road. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
It's always great to do business with people who appreciate you. And that's how you're going to feel when you choose Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto for service on your car. By the way, they do honor those service insurance policies. And Don Duncan is also your first choice for real wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires. And they frequently have special closeout deals. Just stop by and ask at one of their two locations. At Don Duncan, if you need an accommodation, a ride back to work, or a pickup, so you can get back with your vehicle, just let them know. Order it up, and they're happy to accommodate. In the meantime, master certified technicians, state-of-the-art diagnostics, make sure your car is properly diagnosed and the service that you need is exactly what you need. If it's just an oil change and a tire rotation, they can do that for you, too. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, downtown at 408 Madison and 2700 Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Simply the best.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
I won!
You won!
Jackpot, baby!
The big one!
Oh, man, what a rush!
So much excitement!
The thrill of it all!
The sand between your toes!
The what?
The tropical breeze, the sunset, the flamingos!
Wait, what are you talking about?
The Caribbean! When you play with your Wind Creek Rewards card, you can earn a free trip to our resorts in Aruba and Curacao!
That's amazing!
I know, right? Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Find your winning moment.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our rain chances are getting a lot better today and tomorrow. Still no guarantee that every town will be affected, but partial sunshine today, a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and evening hours. High temperature in the lower 90s. A couple of the storms could have gusty winds and certainly some dangerous cloud-to-ground lightning. Tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and storms. Best chance in the afternoon and evening, high around 90. Then over the weekend, better news. The storms will start to thin out in number. They'll still be widely scattered around, but not as many. High temperature both days in the lower 90s and more scattered storms Monday. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet today, and you can see where the storms are now and where they're going to be with advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
Yeah, you're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time. But I think... I don't know. People come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it. Who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. And you know, I had to be pissed about it, were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so you know, the crocodiles were like, hey man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man. Please don't give me that. Yo, Bill, man, you had a chance when the guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that mother. He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head. I don't feel good about this. You remember I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
Alan!
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Well, we're up to a flight start today, aren't we? On Happy Hour. News Talk 93.1 of NWACD for Thursday goes by on a Thursday. I'm your gracious. I'm trying to be less truculent host, Greg Goodell. My tongue-like sidekick.
Joey.
He's here, too.
And here they are.
Voice changing, Jebra.
Please clap.
You turned on Siri again.
I did?
And I think I saw when it happened.
When?
When you said, he's here too.
He's here too.
Well, she's already triggered right now.
How do I
gotta turn her off. Okay. Now see if you can turn her on.
And he's here too. Nothing.
No. Some mystery.
Maybe she knows we're playing a game.
Joey? He's here too.
Nothing. Well, that's all I have. I really...
She's such a tease at the beginning of the show.
I came here straight from Infusion today. Hey, how did your hour with Ryan go yesterday?
I thought it went fantastic.
Yeah?
Learned a few things. And also, yeah, just talked about the world at large. Fitness. The whole journey. How much of it is a, despite your thinking about your physical health, it's a mental game.
Mm-hmm.
Really is a mental game.
Today's IV was... full with amino acids, which are supposed to... This is going to help trigger more weight loss. That's what the doctor says. Lose weight, quit smoking.
Boost the metabolism.
So I prioritized and decided to try and lose weight. We'll deal with smoking later.
You should set it up where you can listen to your baseball and run on the elliptical. Just put some earbuds in. Don't have to go crazy hard, but just, you know, do it consistently and listen to your baseball.
I still got to get the plug for the elliptical. It's been in my garage. When did I get that? Like 9 months ago? It works. I mean, you can use it.
Right.
You can still get a workout on it. I've done it a few times, but to get the, be able to plug in and listen to stuff, I'd have to get it plugged into a socket. So
But I'm working on it, you know.
Do laps, like you're saying. Swim. Don't just float.
Hey, I would do that right now if my pool was in the studio because it's so freaking hot.
Yeah.
Let's see what the temperature is. Visit our Live in Fear Doppler location. Hang on 1 second, everybody. While this thing revs up. The current temperature is 93. Hey, big batch of thunderstorms out to north and west, too. I don't know if that's headed our way or not, but we do have a pretty good chance of something happening. Hey, at the moment, we're okay, but that could change quickly. And we'll be here to scare the hell out of you when the time comes. You know, I've been thinking and thinking and thinking about where to take this show.
Yeah.
And I've been looking beyond the bigger stories, mm-hmm. a little bit like today. There's a great story. It's from Shelby County, Alabama, where a school resource officer, a sheriff, took a picture that went viral.
Mm-hmm.
He's standing there with a sign that says 2018 first day of school. He's got a Spider-Man lunchbox and a very wary look on his face. Now, why should a school resource office be worried about going back to school? Maybe because the inmates are running the asylum? You think that might have something to do with it?
Maybe they're making fun of him for a Spider-Man lunchbox.
That was a nice touch. It was a nice touch. I continue to see stuff happening in and around Russia. That makes no sense. Bruce Orr. And they're still paying Christopher Steele. These are people that committed crimes and they're still employed. They're still getting taxpayer dollars for making stuff up. That was troubling today. I wonder if this thing is ever going to end. And then there's the constant worry. You know, now I guess they found what? The Democrats found 8,000 ballots in Columbus, Ohio that hadn't been counted. How does that happen? How is it that every time there's a close election, they come up with boxes of ballots that, oh, we forgot these? So maybe that seat will flip. Who knows? But I'm trying to stay away from stuff that's going to annoy me. And I'm not doing very well today in that regard. It's just everywhere I look, there's something that's sinister. And just the fact that, you know, statistically, this country is doing so well right now. It's on such a roll. I don't understand why people are so anxious to hand it right back. Well, there's the world's smallest horse standing on top of a dog. That's kind of cute.
Oh, really? How tiny is this horse?
19 inches. Wow. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a 19-inch horse with a smaller dog standing on top.
Oh, okay.
It's My Little Pony. Isn't that cute? Well, let's put that on Facebook. That'll make everybody happy.
I don't think I could even ride that horse. I'm too big.
The much beloved and glorious will not be joining us today.
Oh, man.
He's a little bit under the weather, so Terry will not be in the house today. Rosie will be joining us tomorrow in your absence.
Indeed. I'm trying to figure out how women, like, wear when they wear a dress. Like, how do you not have pockets? I mean, my plan is either to get some nice, you know, good-fitting shorts, maybe with a zip pocket, wear it underneath the dress.
Oh, that's right. You got to do this.
The red dress run. The red dress charity thing.
Do you have the dress yet?
No, we're going to go get it tomorrow morning.
Aren't you leaving for New Orleans tomorrow? Is that a little bit less?
We're going, all three of us that are riding down together, we're going to go buy dresses together, Greg. And then we're heading down.
Maybe a listener has a red dress you can borrow.
I don't want to ruin somebody's dress. I've had plenty of beautiful, generous women offer me their red dress. But some, like one person was 4'11", and it was form-fitting on her. Mm-hmm. I'm 6 foot, and I don't want the dress to be form-fitting. I've had other people, dresses that might have fit me. But I'm going to be in the humidity of New Orleans. I'm going to be probably drinking beer all day. So I don't want to ruin somebody's dress. I need just a breezy sun dress, like a nice breezy summer.
And where is it you run from and to? What?
No, we're not running.
Oh.
We're not taking part in the actual run. But alongside people that are running, it's tradition, and it's frowned upon if you don't take part in the tradition, that the men wear a red dress that day. And mostly the men are wearing red dresses and day drinking. And their women, their girlfriends, their wives, their special lady friends are, well, they find it quite humorous. Hopefully somebody finds me humorous. I just don't know what you do without pockets. Like, do I get a fanny pack?
Maybe some ladies can help you with suggestions. You say you need pockets for your phone and all that stuff?
Yeah, or in, like, my wallet. And I don't want to be pickpocketed.
And you don't want to look lumpy.
Right. Maybe a fanny pack.
Well, it looks like we're getting some calls on this very important topic. While you're finding out who's on the phone, a reminder that our friend Morris Kavanaugh, who we thank for joining us at Baumhauer's again last night. It's always good to see Morris there. He's the guy that will bust butt to get you into a home. He's been doing mortgages and handing the keys to a new house to thousands of people over more than two decades, and nobody works harder to make it happen. And now that he's partnered up with Renaissance Bank, Morris Capuano has access to many new programs that previously were unavailable. So, even if you have limited down payment or your credit is a little bit checkered, he can help you. Call him at 409-9300. That's 409-9300 for Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank, NMLS number 402-669, an equal housing lender. I think this is Diane.
Okay, guys, your red dress.
Yes.
Okay, how built are you? I mean, are you big or slim or?
I'm fairly svelte, yeah.
Okay, go to a store, mm-hmm. Get a t-shirt material dress, and it's just like a long t-shirt. Get it flared at the bottom, and they have pockets.
Nice.
You'll be running, and it's a little heavier than a t-shirt.
Now,
but
what store is the best bet to find this particular type of dress?
Just any store will have it, and really, any store.
I'm sorry, your phone connection got a little bad there, Diane. Could you repeat that? Diane?
I think she said even Walmart.
Oh, even Walmart.
I think we've lost her.
Yeah, that appears to be the case.
So it sounds like it's a dress that is like a built-in big, it's like a big t-shirt with pockets. And it sounds like pajamas to me.
Is this what people want to talk about? Mark?
Hey, Joey, if you're going to wear the dress, why not wear the bra? Then you got plenty of place to put it.
I'll pass that along. He was busy queuing up a call there. He said
I should wear a bra.
Yes. Then you'd have plenty of place to put stuff.
But I don't.
Joey's like an A cup. I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't
bra
know.
Is a good idea for him.
There's not much to cling to.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Mark. We really appreciate the help. This is hilarious. Susan.
Hey.
Hi.
Why not get a shoulder bag? Just a lady's bag that hangs on the shoulder. They're comfortable, and you could put anything you want in it.
You want to see if Roz has a purse like she's not using this weekend?
Like a man? Like, I'm just going to call... If I'm going to wear a purse, I'm just going to call it a purse. No. I'm not going to call it a merce. I'm not going to call it a man.
Call it a purse.
I'm just going to call
purse.
It. It's a purse.
If you've got on a dress, you should have a purse.
Right.
And what kind of footwear are you supposed to wear for this?
I'm probably just going to wear flip-flops or just flops.
Flops.
Yeah, because they never flip. They only flop.
Yeah.
But
have fun.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Susan.
Thank
much appreciated.
I'm thinking, though, either we'll get a community purse so somebody has to lug it around all our stuff all day, or, I might get a fanny pack.
Diane is back. Thank you for calling back.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm on 31 with, the phone on the radio thing.
Mm-hmm.
And 31 on the way to Greenville is the pits for phone service. But anyways, the fanny pack's okay. This dress is not pretty. It's just functional. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the girls love them. So
Okay.
And I don't know what you heard.
They love this type of dress.
No, I think I know what you're talking about now. I'm trying to. I don't usually pay attention to women's clothing. But
It'll have big pockets both sides.
Okay.
And you're not gonna look beautiful, but if you're built, you might not look so bad.
Roz says she has a fanny pack you can borrow if you want. Oh my God.
I don't do fanny packs. Sorry.
Thank you for the call. I have enough trouble packing my fanny into a pair of sweatpants. If you find a picture of something at home, Roz, text it to me so I can show it to Joey here to see if it works with his ensemble.
It may or may not suit me. I won't know until I see it.
You're about the same size she is.
Yeah.
She's got much more here, but...
Sure.
Maybe she has a nice perky red dress you can borrow.
I don't. Like I said, I don't want to borrow it because I imagine this dress is going to be ruined.
Well, let's see what Biloxi Gambler has to say about all this chaos.
Well, you know, the goal is not to look beautiful in New Orleans in a dress.
Exactly.
I want to say that right up front. Now, the fanny pack's going to mess up your figure a little bit. The first gentleman that called in about the bra, that was my suggestion as well. Get a great big... it'd be too large for you, but then you could put your wallet and your keys and a flask, because you'll need a flask, trust me, if you're wearing a dress.
Okay.
And I would go with tights or something like that, maybe some kind of like red leggings or something, you know, some kind of like yoga pants or something.
Alexi Gamble, you're a man of the world. Why is it that when women want to hide something from you in an instant, you know, they stick it in their bra? Like it's the first national bank of boob, and none of us could find our way in there.
Yeah, I know, but if it's like a first date, that's the first lock we're trying to pick.
You're not kidding.
but anyway, have fun with it, man. It sounds like it's going to be a blast.
Oh, it is. I'm going to have fun.
I know. I'm going to be filled with envy and jealousy all weekend that I'm not there.
Greg, for real. When is it, Joey?
The festivities start tomorrow. The actual red dress thing is Saturday, all day.
Saturday. Oh, so not on Sunday?
No.
Oh, man, see, I can't get down there on Saturday. Okay, well, too bad. Have fun.
You
enjoy it.
Thank you.
You know, if you want, I could open up the car downstairs and have people drop off donations for you. Potential purses.
Like cash?
No. No, but handbags, accessories for your red dress. You know, it's worked. I'll unlock it during the next break. Hammy.
I don't know if I like your tone.
Hey, Greg.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
This is amusing. I'm loving this chat.
I kind of turned the radio on halfway through. I'm not real sure why Joey's wearing the dress.
Because my buddy John is getting married. His bachelor party is this weekend. The bachelor party is following on the annual red dress run happens in New Orleans. So we're all going to be wearing red dresses.
That's not a bachelor. Well, I had my first bachelor party. We did it right.
Yeah?
Yeah, we...
Goodness.
We watched grainy old 8mm dirty movies, and I received a plastic hoo-ah from my buddies.
Oh, goodness. Well, if you don't want to wear a regular bra, you could always wear a sports bra.
Oh,
one
those
like
are,
they wear to work out in?
Especially since he's in such great condition.
Well, and since he doesn't have much up top, the sports bra would work, because you'd have plenty of space for your wallet.
That just
seems uncomfortable
to have my wallet on my chest.
Oh, it's not bad.
Oh, okay.
The other thing is, if you do a purse, do a crossbody bag. That way, you just carry your own, and it goes from one shoulder to the other hip.
Yeah, I would. They're harder to rob that way, and I would hate to have you come back from New Orleans having your purse snatched.
Right.
And then your hands are free.
Yeah.
I mean, and look at me, my innocent face. I'm such a mark.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can pick you up a handbag for $10.
The guys are going to love you. They're just going to be crawling out of the woodwork to... Hey, thanks for the call.
You're going to be a real hit in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks,
Have fun.
These are all the women that they say never listen to the show. Brooke.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay, this call is for Joey, but Greg, it's good to talk to you too.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm just the conduit here today.
Hello, Brooke.
Connecting Joey with the world of feminine fashion tips.
Yes, well, this is a New Orleans tip, mostly.
Oh.
We go to New Orleans every year, and August is the worst time to go.
Mm-hmm.
Do not wear a bra.
Thank you.
Wear a bra every day, and they're hot. And nobody wants any sweaty bra money or anything else.
Especially not dude sweat bra money.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, why is this dollar bill so moist?
Oh, don't say moist.
Everybody hates that word. Why?
I just do. But anyway, get a dress like Diane said, one of those shift type dresses. And if you will go, Joey, to a larger women's store, you can find a big enough one, and just wear your shorts underneath it. That's and there you have your pocket, and everything is where it's
So you want him to go to the big and tall girl shop? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, to get a dress long enough that he can wear his regular shorts underneath.
Ah, okay.
And don't carry a purse. You don't want to be a man carrying a purse in New Orleans.
Well said.
I used to rollerblade with a fanny pack, but that was practical.
And right.
I could get away with it looking those
it
days.
It was the 80s.
Yeah, it was also 40 pounds ago. Thank you for the call, Brooke.
You're welcome. You guys have a good afternoon.
Oh, we're having a blast. All right, I need everybody to hang tight here for just a couple of minutes.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. With all this rain, how is the humidity at your house?
Outside, it feels like a rainforest, but inside, it's a comfortable 55%.
How do you manage that? My windows stay fogged up.
That could be a humidity problem. With new technology and variable speed and two-stage systems today, they slowly move your indoor air, giving you advanced dehumidification and eliminating hot and cold spots. Proper humidity levels allow you to run your AC at a higher temp and save you money.
Better comfort and saving you money. I like that, but I bet it's expensive.
You'd be surprised how affordable it is and how much money you could save every month. Don't let your home become a sticky rainforest.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and get an energy efficient system from United today. Call 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Student loans, credit card payments, payday loans. I felt trapped by all the money I owed. Then I heard about debt consolidation from ASE Credit Union. It was such a relief to have someone help me figure it all out. Whether it's a lower interest loan or a zero interest credit card, ASE can help you get out of debt faster and lower your monthly payments. Say yes to ASE. They're your goals. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
Hi, we're talking high fashion here on Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM. We have visitors with us today in the studio who are observing and learning. And we were just...
We're putting the happy back in Happy Hour. That's what we're doing.
Sure are. This is one of the gayest shows we've ever done in terms of happiness. Drop top.
Hey, Greg, this is for Joey. Is he there?
Oh, he's here. I'm just the intermediary.
Joey, will there be any women at this party?
Yes.
Well, good. Since you're wearing a dress, possibly a bra, carrying a purse, tell them your name is Josephine, and you're in your feminine phase, so you can use the ladies' room.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, they're letting them do that. You just tell them, I woke up today, and I feel like Josephine.
And my hair is very long, so...
Well, just maybe put some curls in it and...
Should I keep the beard, though?
Well, your hair is down.
Well, there are some hairy women, you know, so I wouldn't worry about that. Just tell them that you're expressing your feminine side.
See, I just feel like,
when the cops come up, that's what you need to tell them.
I feel like, though, like, if all the guys downtown New Orleans are wearing dresses for this charity thing... And you're the one guy who refuses to put on a dress. That's kind of the odd man.
You're going to stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, that's the queer thing to do.
Unless it's a practical joke on you and everybody else shows up in suits and tuxes and you're the only one there in a dress.
That's a great point. Either I'm in for a grand time. Or...
Yeah, you might want to carry some male clothes with you just to be on the safe side.
Oh, yeah, it's just going to be a one-day thing. Yeah.
But I want to see how this how it works if you try to use the ladies' room.
We'll have a full report on Monday.
All righty, thank you.
Thanks.
That is a fashionable fanny pack.
That's what, that's Roz's fanny pack. And she's offering it to you. You interested?
Maybe. I'm thinking I'm going with the shorts underneath the dress strategy.
Well, thank you, hon, for sending that.
Thank you, Ross.
And let's grab one more call. T-Spear.
And I tell you what, the shorts was a really good idea, especially if you've got cargo shorts. Lane Bryant is where you need to go to get your dress. They're mm-hmm. always relatively inexpensive.
Okay.
And it is for the larger woman. Mm. I was going to suggest a messenger bag. And that way you can kind of make sure that all the openings to it are placed to your body side instead of to the outside. And that way it's a little bit more secure. But the shorts are a really good idea. Yeah. And then you don't have to worry about, you know, skirt fly up and showing all of your wonderful male anatomy to the rest of the world.
That would be unfortunate, yes.
Yes, it would. So the shorts. I really like that idea. That really is a good idea.
Well,
I want you to have a wonderful time.
I want pictures. We'll do a real good Facebook post on Monday.
That'll be excellent. There is no way I would do this, Joey. No way.
I have 11,170 followers who would love to see you with your dress and shorts and purse.
That's going to be a blast. Have a wonderful time. And this is to the upcoming bride and groom. I wish you the very best in life. Never stop talking to each other and never forget the reason that you married each other. And hopefully they will always have that love together. So I wish them the very best.
Thank you, T-Spear. We appreciate the call. It's 3:33.
Traffic is brought to you by Oaks Exterminating. Call Ricky Norsworthy, the bug man at Oaks Exterminating, for prompt professional pest control. That's Oaks Exterminating, 265-6674.
Well, there is no traffic.
What?
This thing didn't load. I know Jerry Howell's here, but there is no traffic. Right now, as of now, I don't know a damn thing.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you for voting us best law firm 5 years in a row.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Well, it's coming up Carmichael Road today, and when it splits into a two-lane road, to my left, this Beamer passed me. It had the Jack Ingram name on the back. What a gorgeous car. They have some outstanding choices for those of you who are looking, you know, it's always nice to change or try something different. And what they can do at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars is put you into a model type that you've always dreamed of but was kind of out of reach, especially at brand new prices. But if you want one that you can extend the warranty on that meets all of your criterion in terms of condition, outstanding body, beautiful interior, engine that's ready to deliver reliable driving miles with the chance to extend the warranty. They carry Audi, Porsche, VW, Mercedes-Benz, Volvos, Nissans at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. The best approach is to just drop by and see Tip Thames and talk about what you'd like to look at. Wish openly, because sometimes they can make your wish come true. Work for me. I wished for something that was of the current model year, 2017, with low miles, that wouldn't require any down payment, that would lower my car payment, and Tip made that happen. So I'm convinced. And I would never suggest you to spend your money with anybody I haven't spent my own. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass. Browse online. Dozens of pictures of every vehicle in stock at jackingram.com. Local news time and Rich's forecast coming up.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a Wednesday morning shooting that left two people injured. It happened in the 1700 block of Hamlet Court. Police say one person has life-threatening injuries, the other has serious injuries. The Alabama Supreme Court has stayed the murder trial of Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith. Smith was scheduled to go on trial Monday for the 2016 shooting death of Greg Gunn. Defense attorneys hope the Supreme Court will consider four issues, including a change of venue and the request for immunity. And Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says the timeline for the statue of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is behind schedule. It was originally slated to be unveiled in August, but had been pushed back once to December. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I can't wait.
School's back in session, and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has your first lesson in savings. Right now, get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock. Drive home a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limited. Zero money down, just $279 per month. Or a new 2018 Jeep Compass Latitude. Zero money down, only $229 per month. Plus, we'll buy your car for cash even if you don't buy one from us. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we want to approve your credit today. Get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Visit online at brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Qualified applicants must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock number J9017 and PJ8057. 36-month leases, 10,000 miles per year. No security deposit. Zero down. First payment due at inception. Plus tax tag, title doc, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinance. Offers don't combine.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
The following radio show will make you think twice about changing the dial.
Gold Bond presents Shaq Wisdom.
If coolness and dryness is what you seek, sprinkle yourself and you shall not reek.
Gold Bond Men's Powder, all over wetness and odor protection with an irresistible scent.
You want some more wisdom? Because I got a whole lot to give.
Gold Bond presents even more Shaq Wisdom.
'Tis better to be calm, cool, and collected than wet, stinky, and rejected.
Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray controls odor and absorbs wetness with an irresistible scent. Stay cool
with Gold Bond.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
I can't believe someone broke into our home and went through all of our things.
It happens every day, every hour. Someone is broken into.
I feel so violated. What would have happened if my kids and I were home?
You don't have to be a victim. You can feel safe and secure in your own home. ESS, Electronic Security Service, can give you peace of mind with whole home security systems, medical alerts, fire and carbon monoxide alerts, and child care monitoring at your fingertips. ESS, low-rate 24/7 security monitoring, home automation, video, and access control. ESS, giving peace of mind since 1971. 47 years later, have an existing problem? No problem. Protect your home with high-def surveillance. A locally owned and caring company. ESS. Write this number down. 279-9141. 279-9141. Electronic Security Service. 279-9141. ESS. AESBL license number 002.
Hey Siri, where can I get some coffee?
One possibility nearby is Corvus Coffee Roasters. Is that the one you're looking for?
I've got this.
Who the heck are you?
This is Alexa, who is asking.
I'm Siri, and he was talking to me.
Well, maybe you should do your job.
Well, maybe you should shut your pie hole.
You want a piece of me?
I could drop you like a bag of dirt.
Oh yeah, you are the reason the gene pool needs a lifeguard.
If I had a dollar for every time he said something smart, I'd be broke.
Which?
Battle axe.
Door quad.
Mouse dung.
Bimbo.
Tramp.
Dragon lady.
The only option I found is Dragon Lady's tattoos on West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights, which averages 3 stars and is moderately priced. Does that one sound good?
Yes, that sounds awesome. I would love to get a tattoo with you. Let's get out of here and let this loser get his own coffee.
Sounds good to me.
Ha 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 ha.
Alexa, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
I love a good movie quote. Besties.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. We still have a decent chance of showers and thunderstorms. Not every single town will be affected, but many will. The storms will thin out in number in the overnight hours, but tomorrow we'll do it again. Scattered to numerous showers and storms, with the best chance in the afternoon and evening hours, and a high temperature near 90. Then over the weekend, the storms become more widely scattered. A few hit or miss storms here and there. Partly sunny with highs in the low 90s both days. More scattered storms on Monday. Our free weather app has advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and push notifications for severe weather alerts. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is what I loved about I was very young when Johnny Carson was on.
Oh, yeah.
And I sort of had to take it on faith how funny he was, because when I knew him, he was an old man.
Yeah.
Johnny Carson.
Yeah,
Would you like to hear my impression? You're an impressionist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you like to hear my impression?
Yes.
Of Johnny Carson phoning 911. Because he had a heart attack that turned, you know, fatal. So you be, if we could do a little sketch,
All right, we'll do a sketch here right now. Here
we go. I will be Johnny Carson.
Okay.
Who worked in this very building.
It's right. This studio.
Very studio.
That's right.
And I will be Johnny Carson. You'll be the 911 operator.
Okay.
Okay, so can you make a ringing noise?
Yeah, Higgins, you can do that. Ready? 911.
Yes, hello. this is Johnny Carson.
Oh, hello, Mr. Carson. What seems to be the emergency?
I feel like there's a yak on my chest.
Only Norm could do that one. 3:45. We just got a text from our buddy David Fagan.
Yeah.
Now, nobody does a better job with pools than David Fagan.
That's very true.
So you got to take it on faith that he knows what he's talking about when he mentions garter belts. And he's suggesting that you might want to consider that as an option for your dress.
What exactly is a garter belt?
It's a little...
I'm asking for some wisdom here. I'm young and foolish. I don't know what I'm getting into, and you can't even tell me what a garter belt is?
Well, I think in most cases...
Come on, man. You're stalling.
Would somebody like to call us at 272-9228 and edumacate both of us on garter belts? But I think it's like a... you know how your socks, as you age, they're no longer firm and they just collapse? They lose their firmness, their elasticity, whatever it is.
Yeah, you get flimsy socks.
Instead of going all the way up your calf, right, after you've had them on for about 5 minutes, they start to roll down.
Yeah, I had that going on the other day. It was really annoying.
Garter belts fight flimsy socks.
Oh.
But they come in a lot of different, like, there
is
used to
be... like pants suspenders?
Garter belts for guys were pretty common back a ways when they...
So you, like, clip it to your socks?
You know, when guys wore two-piece suits to bed.
Sure, yeah.
Like Mr. Cleaver on Leave It to Beaver.
Right.
So they were more common then. Now, today, I don't know. I haven't been to Love Stuff lately. I have no idea what garter belts are like these days or where you even look for one in the store. But David Fagan made that suggestion. And
thank you, David.
He's a man that we trust.
Oh, I do trust him.
Trusted source for not only sparkling clean pool, but advice on dressing up like a girl for you.
Yeah. No, I was looking more into this, and like all the proceeds go to multiple charities across New Orleans, and looking at the photos, it's the guys and the girls are all wearing red dresses. Some guys are going with, like, what do they call it, spaghetti strap?
Oh, yeah.
To show off, you know, I've been in the gym, brother. Some dudes are wearing kind of a muumuu or like the big t-shirt dress.
I could have worn a spaghetti strap at one point, but I'm more of a muumuu now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just being honest.
Well, I mean, I think you'll look great. What has happened to this last hour?
It's been great.
We haven't had to talk about how
the Democrats want to destroy America and why everybody hates Trump and blah, 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 blah. I'm sick of all of it. Pretty big, impressive line of thunderstorms to our north, but it doesn't seem to be moving our way. At least that's what the Live and Fear Doppler is showing. So watch, it'll gear up into action and head down. But just to the west of 65, if you're planning on going north on 65, which I will be doing Saturday morning.
Oh.
Going up to the Alabama Broadcasters Association for a very special moment that I'll talk about on Monday after it's over. But I was honored to be asked to attend this. Here is Rosie.
Hey.
Hi.
Joey.
Yes.
You do not need to wear a garter belt.
Okay.
David obviously has never worn one or he would not suggest it. They will be very uncomfortable if you're in a hot, sweaty environment. You need to wear as little as possible. The dress and the shorts underneath with pockets, great.
Should he shave his legs?
No.
No.
Okay.
I'm proud of the hair on my legs, Greg.
Yeah.
Well, I dressed up in drag on a cruise once.
If he's wearing flip-flops, he's not going to have stockings or socks on anyway, so
right.
He won't need all that extra paraphernalia.
Rosie, hold on. You said, what, Greg? You once dressed up in drag?
Yeah, for a comedy bit my newsman and I did on a cruise for our listeners many years ago. And there's nothing more grotesque than pantyhose over hairy legs.
Oh, goodness.
It's just,
that is, why'd you even mention it?
It looks like you tried to put pantyhose on a monkey.
It's just not correct. And I'm sure you have runs.
That is a disturbing image.
Thank you, Rosie.
I say travel light. Go simple. The shorts and the dress will be plenty.
Thank you, Rosie.
And as long as you have pockets.
We'll see you tomorrow, right?
All right, yes.
Okay, wonderful. It is 3:51 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Jimmy.
Hey, get him to wear his yoga pants. I understand they feel real good.
Yeah, yoga pants.
And we actually just had a request for yoga pants because of all this talk of dresses and feminine things.
We're getting the whole market hot.
That was all I had. Y'all have a great day.
Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. And this is Elmore County.
Redneck.
Hey.
Elmore County
hey,
Redneck.
I've been listening laughing at you guys. I had to call and tell Joey, hey, brother.
Yeah.
Just go commando. Don't worry about it.
Ooh, that's dangerous, brother.
No, man. We're a long one.
Well, because, I mean, T-Spear made it sound so wonderful. Like, you know, your wonderful, manly things will be shown. That was just such a nice way to talk about indecent exposure. And I don't want to ever be that guy.
Well, you're a better man than me because I would slide in a dress, man.
Is there such a thing as decent exposure? That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah. Well, man, there's permission.
There you go. Hey, but regardless, have fun, brother.
We appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Well, this has certainly been an educational hour of radio.
It's an eye-opening, yeah.
If it wasn't so long ago, in fact, I somewhere had a picture, but I told you I had that Battle of the Sexes golf tournament, and I lost to my woman partner on the radio by a couple of strokes. I was rusty.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, I could have kicked her butt.
Oh, so you let her win.
Any day. Shut up. So I had to wear a dress to work, and we had a webcam so people could tune in and watch in the studio. But it was just a plain red frock. It wasn't spaghetti straps. It had straps over the shoulder. And it was just, it was like mauve.
Mauve?
Yeah. Cloth, plain cloth, nothing fancy, no chiffon.
Were you comfortable?
As long as I stayed in my little news studio, yeah.
Thanks. No, like, so I'm not talking about, like, social things. I mean, like, in terms of function, was it comfortable?
Yeah.
Did you kind of understand J. Edgar Hoover more?
That never really occurred to me. But I never wanted to do it again. You see, he...
Oh, he did it on the
regular basis, yeah.
This is a one-time thing for... Until the next year's red dress run.
Oh, yeah, until next year's red dress run.
Mm-hmm.
Your closet's going to get more interesting as time passes. Feel free to drop off purses, handbags, or garter belts here at the radio station that we can pass along to young Joey as he gets ready for his debut.
No, what is the deal? Why can't men have a purse? Like, you're allowed to have, like, a backpack, briefcase.
You know how many times I've talked about this?
Computer bag.
About how All in the Family was great because it held a mirror up to society.
Yeah.
In the 70s, not purse size, but larger carry bags were becoming popular with guys because it was practical.
It's my satchel.
If you didn't have a briefcase, which was inflexible and, you know, but something you could throw over your shoulder and they were made out of leather, they looked nice.
If you don't have some sort of work bag, then you're silly.
But some guys, like Archie, I don't know that my dad ever said anything, but some men would look at that and say, you know what they would call you?
Oh, yeah.
The F word.
Fairy?
Worse. Don't say it.
Oh, okay.
Don't say it. No, but that was then. That was in the middle of the 70s, and there were a lot of people that were unprepared for those kind of changes.
Right.
Not everybody is as open-minded about these kinds of things as I am today. I'm going to rip that thing out by the roots.
Well, this is going to be a lot of fun. I mean, we're going to be wearing normal clothes for men Friday night, going out to eat a nice restaurant.
Hey, maybe we can do a night at Baumhauer's.
Oh, where we all wear a dress.
The red dress.
And we donate it to some charity.
No trouble getting a table at Baumhauer's tonight. It's empty. That'll be great for business. Probably get a call from Bob, what's this here?
Craig, I like where your heart is, giving money to...
We've been friends for a long time.
Wounded Warriors is a great cause, but I'd never want to see you in a dress again.
Yeah. I can hear that call in my head, along with the other voices that regularly inhabit the place. It is 3:55. It is... hot. it feels a lot hotter than 93. It really does. I guess the humidity, the heat index is way up there today, and there are some storms that are popping up. I think Mayor Strange has the Montgomery bubble up because the weather is around us but not heading towards us. In the meantime, though, on days like this, if you should come home after a long day at the office or out on the road working, you don't want to open the door and feel on the inside of your house what's what you just left on the outside. The way to keep that moment from happening is to team up, partner up with Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Get yourself a membership. Have the most talented HVAC technicians and, by the way, outstanding human beings in that business at your service. They really do an incredible job. They'll help keep your costs down by making sure your system is running efficiently. And then come back when the weather's ready to turn cooler and get you ready for the first time you turn your furnace on so that your house doesn't smell like burnt belly button lint. That is a terrible, terrible odor. So call them at 277-2125. They also employ an expert team of plumbers. So they got you covered for the comfort and infrastructure of your home at Clark's. 277-2125, Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Alabama certification number 99004.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area. In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, I checked the interstates out for you. 65 and 85, no major accidents at this second. Also, Boulevard looking fine also. Haynes Ambulance Service is on an emergency run outbound on Atlanta Highway headed toward Taylor Road. Your pet wants to be outside. Invisible Fence has many plans to keep your pet safe and at home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you for voting us best law firm 5 years in a row.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's hard to feel lucky when your dishwasher breaks, or your dryer, or refrigerator. But maybe you should. Right now, the Home Depot has up to 25% off the high-quality brands you'd feel lucky to own, like GE, LG, and Samsung. So if you've got an appliance that needs replacing, this could be your lucky break. Get up to 25% off top appliances now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. While supplies last, see store for details, valid through August 22nd.
We know at Deer Camp, shaving is overrated. There's no right answer to how many days you can go without a shower. And you can't count on truth, but you can count on snoring. We know the great outdoors. We love the great outdoors. Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's bring you the Fall Hunting Classic, offering the best deals, gear, and special events to keep our tradition of conservation going strong. Visit BassPro.com and Cabela's.com for more information.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Blue Water Broadcasting and Sawzall Sirius Italian ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Sawzall Sirius Italian.